Feel incredible! Kokoku demo!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
I had to push through the power.
Up to another level.
Up to another level. Power levels at 1 million! Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We are back. Got the fabulous Rob in the building.
Hello, everybody.
Ice is back.
Hello.
And bitch-ass Brennan is not here.
Not around. Off in D.C. somewhere.
Yeah. I saw some of the video he's been putting up, man.
Be everywhere. That fucking hat.
Yeah. Traveling out here. I respect it, though. I respect this travel game.
That hat's seen more of the world than I have.
Oh, man.
Honestly. Honestly.
Facts.
People will probably die to travel as much as Brennan and Tony V. It's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to another week. This episode is, you know, one of these standalone episodes that we like to do. We just, you know, shoot the shit, talk about what we want to talk about. We're going to talk about our favorite fight scenes.
Yeah.
You know, the fight scenes that we love the most. Because last time we talked about the Crunchyroll best fight scenes, and they had some trash ones on there, man.
Yeah, definitely. When you sent the rock, paper, scissors gif in the fucking group chat, I was like, where did you even find that?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe somebody took the time to make a gif out of that.
I did some searching.
Oh, man.
That is the most, one of the shittiest fight scenes. And just not.
I had to find the name.
Oh, the anime?
Of the anime. Yeah. And then once I found it, I was like,
did you get any more like info like in your research on why that was supposed to be something?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because I do want to know the buildup. There has to be a buildup in a sense of why they're doing it this way.
Yeah.
Was it a joke? Mm-hmm. Which I'm fine with because, you know, in Dragon Ball Z, you know, Ginyu Forest, that was kind of like their way of, you know, remember, rock, paper, scissors, rock, paper, scissors.
True. But, thing. Like, I did put on here, like, as far, one of my favorite fights is Goku versus the Ginyu Force because when he showed up, he whooped ass. Yeah. Like, from start to finish, the only time they got a leg up on him was when Ginyu switched bodies with him. Like,
that's true.
Man, that was.
I mean, that whole time people were kicking ass. When fucking, what's his name? Don't tell me. Fuck, that's going to bother me. The prince, the green dude. Fuck, man.
Nail?
He was. No, he fought Vegeta and turned into that big old creature.
Oh, yeah, Zarbon?
Zarbon. That Zarbon fight was fucking
the Frieza saga was incredible. Planet Namek? That shit was fucking dope.
Even though the planet took 12 episodes to blow up.
In 5 minutes. Yeah. Like, that shit was longer than the Tournament of Power.
All the fight scenes, when he fought Zarbon twice, he fought Dodoria.
Yeah, that was
I like even when he got into it with Kui. Yeah. You know, the little purple dude, whatever.
He blasted that dude.
Blasted that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I think. Just so we talk about Vegeta, like, I feel like his most boss moment was when the androids came. Like, what was it, 15? 15 and 14? When he fucked them up.
No, 19 and 20.
19 and 20.
20 and 20. He pulled 19's
fucked up 15
off?
In the movies, but.
He's
like, do you know what fear is? Like, out of all of the whole series, I mean, you said he got some boss moments in later in Super, but I feel like that was, like, his peak of. You know, being the shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Which is sad.
I guess this can go in a couple different ways as I'm thinking through it in my head. Because I've been watching a ton of this dude's videos, this Totally Not Mark guy.
He goes deep
on this DBZ stuff. But he brought up a good point that, like, Goku and Vegeta have gone all out fighting twice. And Vegeta technically won both of those fights. Like, the first time they face off, like, when he went to Uzaru form and was, like, the ape, like, until the other Z fighter showed up, if it's just Vegeta and Goku's done.
Yeah. He's dead, yeah.
And, like, when he got the Majin, tattoo on his head or whatever, I mean, granted, Goku had Super Saiyan 3 in his back pocket that he never pulled out, but, I mean, Vegeta beat him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean.
All right, let's do it then. Let's go down a list. Let's go ahead, Ice. Go ahead and knock it out.
My first, you were just doing one right now, right?
Yeah, this is giving.
I got to go with Naruto, which is funny. I met one of, Brennan's friends here.
Oh, yeah.
He knows Naruto.
Yeah.
And he asked me one of my favorite sagas. And I told him the Pain Saga, and he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's mine, too. Like, that's
yeah.
great
he
answer.
Said, yeah, I think what did he say? It was just like, that was the only correct answer right. or something like that.
But, yeah, we went on talking about Naruto for like 5 or 10 minutes, and it was just good to share that. So episode coming up where we're going to jump the fuck out of Brennan.
Yeah, yeah, but, we got to get Matt up on this podcast. He's a good dude.
Yeah, but far as fight scenes, I say that because one of my favorite fight scenes is from Naruto. It's Sasuke versus Itachi. It's the whole Sasuke's whole reason of being on the show really is to get revenge against his brother Itachi, which is his older brother, and his just a little backstory. Itachi went through, you know, one day and killed Sasuke's whole family, like his whole clan, like so just like and kind of we always talk about this with the Saiyans the same way in Naruto, the Itachis, the Uchiha's, they are looked at as like kind of like the black people because they're on the outskirts of the Leaf Village and whatnot. So one day Itachi just decided to kill his whole family, and as the story goes on, Sasuke's whole point of becoming a shinobi is to gain power and to get revenge on his brother. So that day finally comes, which is like 6 or 7 seasons later. Like, it's a long time. Like, he sees him before then, but he tries to fight him, and then Itachi just fucking wipes the floor with him. Like, you're not strong enough. He actually says, you don't have enough hate in your heart yet. And then he, like, sends him off his way. So he runs into him a couple times, but then he finally come back like, yeah, I got enough power now. Like, what's happening now, bitch?
Yeah.
And it's a, like, an hour-long fight, and they both have visual prowess, which means they put each other under something called genjutsu, which is like a put them in like a fairy tale land, which is like, it's not real. It's putting them in like a dream state. So they fight, like, first 10, 15 minutes of the fight is them using their visual prowess, and they kill each other like 15 to 20 times, but they're not really killing each other. But then when they actually get to it and actually start throwing hands, and they're just using like the strategics, and you see like everything that's like in their bag, and they really go into their bag. And it's like from a, I love the fight because it's a physical fight too, with like fists and the choreograph, like you guys talked about when you guys saw the Crunchyroll one. Like, it's kind of like that. It's like very choreographed, very back and forth. You can see that, you know, whoever animated it is really about they really know fighting styles and stuff. Yeah. So you can see that, and then they go into deeper stuff as far as like their powers and stuff. And Itachi ends up getting the upper hand on him and bringing out a Susanoo and stuff like that. I don't, if you want to watch Naruto, I can't ruin it and see what happened, but it's very emotional because it's like, damn, finally, because you've just been watching him this whole time have this hate against his brother, and he finally, you know, gets to fight him, and the fight is well worth the wait.
Well, it's so funny that you brought that up, because I saw a tweet this morning. Somebody was just like, you know, talking about Billie Eilish or whatever you say her name. She's like, oh, she performed at Coachella at 17. And somebody responded with, Itachi wiped out his whole clan at 13.
Hilarious. Me,
yeah. That's facts. That is facts.
Yeah.
That's so great.
So, Rob, we'll get to your list of fight scenes, but what one stuck out?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked a lot about Dragon Ball Z, so to pick something else, I will say, like, for a show that I have hated on a lot on this show, one of the best fight scenes that I think I've ever seen in anime is when Levi from Attack on Titan went up against, like, the entire interior police and Kenny.
Kenny, yeah.
And what was that, season 3? When he just went fucking nuts when it was just, like, him on his own just, like, going through the city gutting dudes. That was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we didn't know who Kenny was at that point, but we did know that, like, you know, we had seen Levi go up against Titans at that point.
Yeah.
We had heard that he was a boss. We'd kind of seen a little bit of his past. But this was our first time, I think, seeing, like, that, you know, omnidirectional stuff in the blades, like, how that worked out against humans.
Yeah.
And the fact that the people he was up against were armed with guns and they didn't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah.
And the animation was sick, too.
Yeah, I rewatched that scene a few times just to, like, just to watch it, because it's just, I watched the English and the Japanese version. It's just fucking incredible in both.
Yeah.
Yeah. The animation was just, like I said before, Attack on Titan animation is beautiful.
Yeah.
So that scene was just like, oh my gosh. Flipping through the city, cutting through, when they get into the bar.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like in that too. Like he showed that he didn't even need to just rely on brute strength or all that. He was smart too.
Yeah,
like he could outsmart Kenny and outsmart the people that were following him. And that was just a dope scene. That was the because at that point I think I just finished up season two. I was like, I don't even know if I'm gonna keep watching the show. And then that happened. I was like, okay, I'm back in. And like I watched to the end of the saga, like kind of going back and forth with Aaron and you know the whole royal family thing. That
did it drop back off after that?
A little bit. I kind of lost interest once they got into that like underground cave and they kind of came to a resolution where, well, we're not talking about so much about Attack on Titan, but after that whole thing got wrapped up where that dude turned into the giant like slug Titan, I was like, all right, whatever.
That was the
how many episodes is in a season?
It changed up because the first season's pretty short, I think, but season two was kind of long.
20 plus?
Yeah, maybe? And then season three is still going?
I'm not sure. Question I got to check.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It gets longer as it goes.
Yeah.
Trash.
I don't think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful.
But it's just trash.
I can't say Attack on Titan's trash. I think it has just moments where it's just like, because there's confusion. Like Rob had a point, season two, of his confusion.
Yeah.
But I still didn't think it was trash because I was just thinking, like, this is why the fuck are they confusing us? What's happening?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what happened.
And we've talked a little bit with this with some people in the comment sections on our Instagram. The guy was just like, well, if you reference this or you read the manga or you see this website, there's explanations for all that.
Why?
And I say this knowing that as big a Game of Thrones person as I am, who's read all the books and all that shit, I'm just like, but how much homework do I have to do to understand this show?
Yeah.
Because there's so much that's just like, well, I'm not getting that from what I'm watching. And the fact that they throw up those like explanations every time they go to commercial and it's like, you got to pause it to read all that shit. There's a ton of info on there. And sometimes it's important.
Yeah.
And if you're not like stopping it and watching it, that's just going to go right by.
And I'll be honest with you, if you're talking about all the seasons that I've watched all the way through season three, not finished in season three yet, I probably read about 10% of those cards. So I missed a lot of information.
Yeah.
If it's important.
But you shouldn't have to do that. Like, maybe at the very most, you do a Star Wars thing where you're telling where you're at in the beginning, and then that's it.
Yeah.
But if you keep, like, holding, you know, putting those in and making people read, like, do that through story or just leave the shit out and just make a clear and concise story. It's just like you said the other day with Game of Thrones. It's like, it's so many characters that was, you know, pivotal in the book, but they just didn't have time for it. And it didn't, I mean, from as big as Game of Thrones, it must have not had that much of an effect, you know, of the story, because it's fucking huge.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. But I don't know. Attack on Titan, obviously, I feel a little, you know, torn on, but that fight in particular was fucking dope. And I have a couple other fights from Attack on Titan on my list that were pretty sweet, but.
Rob to hate anime, but to love the fight scenes.
Yeah.
I think I could say the same, too.
Samurai Champloo had it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have, what is it? Mugen and Jin versus Sarah, that blind woman.
Yeah,
that shit was fire.
I mean, the show was garbage, but that fight was fucking great.
Yeah. Every time, I got into it with the same dude again, and I saw him at the Comedy Store, and I was just like, he's just like, bro, like, and I was just, I asked him, I said, be honest with me, is it nostalgia? And he said, yeah, it's nostalgia. Yeah. And I said, okay, I'll take that. Just say that, though.
Right.
Just say
nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
It is.
Yeah, and I get it. I 100% get it. My fight scene, and I
yeah,
gotta,
sorry, Kenan.
Yeah.
What's your favorite fight scene?
One of my favorites, and it always sticks out to me that I watch a lot, is Hunter x Hunter 2011. Kurapika versus Ubo.
Which one is better? Hunter x Hunter.
To me, I didn't watch the whole thing of the original. The animation was just too raw.
Yeah, gritty. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was watching it, and I was just like, I'm not going to be to get through 100 certain episodes of this shit. I know I'm not watching it this way. So I watched 2011. In 2011, and from everybody always says the same thing to me, 2011 is better. That's why I picked that one. And
is it shorter?
I don't think it is. I think it's the same.
It's better quality.
Yeah, yeah. So my fight scene was Kurapika versus Ubo. And Ubo's of the Phantom Troop. So spoiler alert, you know I don't give a fuck.
Damn. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I plan on watching it, too.
You'll probably forget by then. And then when you watch it, like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ice, but.
That's okay.
You should have been watched.
You had the time. Yeah,
you had the time.
8 years.
Yeah. Because one of my friends is watching it right now, and he hit me. He was like, yo, man, the fucking the Hunter exam part was fire. I was like, yeah, man. I was like, you're just scratching the fucking surface in this anime. That is not even close to the best part of this anime. So Kanapka, pretty much a little bit of backstory is the people from his, I guess, like tribe or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They have these eyes that kind of like they glow red, and they kind of like they're specialized, and like they're probably worth an unexplainable amount of money.
Okay.
Like
in their head or
no,
out of their head?
out of their head. Like, damn. Just like people. Yeah. So the Phantom Troop pretty much they went and they took pretty much all of their eyes out. Mm. And like sold them on the black market, and because they didn't give a fuck, they was like, "Yo, we want this bread." So,
yeah.
one of the guys that kind of did it was this dude named Uvo, who's pretty much in the Phantom Troop. He's like the muscle; like nothing can really hurt this dude. He can take an unlimited amount of damage, pretty much. He's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
If you see Kurapika, you look at Kurapika, you think he, you don't even, at first, you're like, "This is a boy, this is a girl? Who the fuck?" Like he, like it's weird how he kind of looks.
Yeah.
And you realize he's out of the group. Of the main characters,
is that to do with the like Deku hair?
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of blondish.
Oh no,
no, Deku hair is gone.
Oh, okay,
he's the main character pretty much. So Kurapika, he's kind of like the smart. He's a little bit older than the other two kids that he's rolling with. Mm. And he's like his whole mission is to find out who took the eyes of his people, pretty much. So when he learns his Nen, he pretty much kind of like makes the deal of like, yo, if I can get these chains, these unbreakable chains, like it's like he can only use them on, I think, the Phantom Troop. That was like his deal, whatever. So he ends up finding this Phantom Troop dude, and the dude's kind of like bragging, yeah, I'm the one that did it. Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember. Yeah, they were just some little shitty-ass fucking little people, and we just snatched our eyes out like it was nothing. Mm. And he was kind of like, really? And he makes his eyes glow. And they fucking go to work. They start to just go ham. Like I said, Kalepko's not a big, strong dude. He's a pretty slim kid. And he's fucking giving this dude the business. And pretty much the whole fight, you're not really – he's hit him with the chain, but he ends up having this invisible chain. The whole time he's just kind of wrapping around this motherfucker. Yeah. He's wrapping around him, and you don't even see it. And then he ends up wrapping it into, like, his heart. And he's pretty much like – like you're gonna die. I gotta fucking kill you.
Yeah.
On some shit like you literally snatched the eyes out of my fucking whole family.
Yeah.
So he's like, he has this thing where the chain is like wrapped around his heart, and I think it'll stab him in the heart to crush his heart to finish him off. And the dude, what I respect about the dude Uvo, he's kind of like, bruh, like he's like, I think he said, tell me what everybody else is or something like that. And he's just like, I'm not telling you shit, man. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then boom, his heart explodes. Ooh. And just passes out. But it was like, when you watch the fight scene, which I have pulled up, but I know you might not want to watch it because it's fucking, hey, we don't like spoilers.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Save it.
I'm just saying the fight scene is so, it's big because the lead up, like that's pretty much his only mission.
Yeah. So it's kind of like Sasuke too with his brother.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's it, like, yeah. Because even out the rest of the anime, Kurapika's pretty much done after that. He's kind of, like, chilling. He does, like, some bodyguard shit or whatever. But,
right.
he's not – I don't care to help y'all fight anybody else. Just I can't even use my strongest power anymore because it's only used to kill these motherfuckers. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when they have to go against other enemies to use his power, he can't even use all of it because it's strictly for that.
Gotcha.
Oh, so, damn. So they made it for to beat the Phantom people.
For him specifically. His power specifically. Now, the other two characters, they have different things. And I have another fight scene with Gon, who's in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's one of my favorite fight scenes ever. To me, a fight scene is dope when I can just go back and watch it. When I'm I'm like, all right, I'm bored. We want some anime fight scenes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ones I go back to immediately.
Yeah.
So I know Rob said you wrote down a whole bunch. I don't know how many you have, Ice.
Yeah, I have a couple. Yeah.
I'm sure Ice can riff off a few.
Yeah. What would be some of your top five, and let's compare and see if we have some of the same in there.
I think Todoroki versus Midoriya, I think that was a really good one.
Yeah, I definitely have that on my list. That's a good one.
That was fucking hard. Like that whole fight scene, especially with Inferno in the crowd and stuff, and then just how you realize you find out how much of a scumbag he was, and he was beating
shit father.
You're right, Todoroki's mom and shit and how you just, you know, fucked her over.
Hold on. Let me ask you a quick question. Who's worse as a father, Goku or Todoroki's dad?
Oh, Todoroki's dad.
Yeah, but
100%.
Not even braiding a beat, Rob.
Yeah, not even. Yeah, that's not even close.
He Goku might have a thing beat for Vegeta, Chi-Chi to death or whatever.
You know, he barely even kissed her, so you don't have to worry about her him beating her ass.
He's scared of her.
Oh, shit. That's so funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I saw that online. Somebody was like, worst fathers, and it was like Goku. I forgot Todoroki's dad's name.
It's Endeavor, right?
Endeavor. It's two other people. And I was just like, Endeavor is a piece of shit,
he's
dog.
Awful.
Yeah, he's trash.
Goku doesn't mean to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
he
was just oblivious.
Yeah, he was just like, he's just selfish.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to be like a deadbeat in a sense. And he had his good moments with Gon. But like, Endeavor didn't even have good moments with Todoroki. Yeah. Like, he just was pretty much like, you need to use your fire and your eyesight. I made you for a reason, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know,
yeah.
So
and that thing is fucked up too, because like he never gets better. Like he has no character arc where it's like, oh, okay, now Endeavor is trying to come around. Like, no,
he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, maybe in the later seasons he finally will. Once Todoroki, I think Todoroki's gonna either abandon him completely and be like, just like, you know, and he's gonna be like, all right, I need you, or his son's gonna save him.
Yeah,
with the ice side or something like that.
Yeah. He's using fire too. He started using it.
Yeah.
In that fight, didn't he?
Yeah, that was the first time, because his dad was like, you can like win this whole thing, and he's like, no, Dad, I'm gonna win it without using your power.
Yeah,
fuck you.
And Deku pushed him to the edge. Yeah, to the edge.
Yeah, he needed to use it. So yeah, that's dope. That's not in my top. That particular fight isn't in my top, but I do have something from
The pain fight? I mean, the pain stain.
Stain, yeah.
That is a good one. The stain fight was great.
The stakes were so high.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that really set the mood for the rest of the show. Because up until then, I mean, they had that one when they crashed the training, which was crazy.
That was insane.
That was pretty dope. That was a pretty dope fucking. Mr. Ozawa went to work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and that's what Brennan got me to watch to get into it. So
yeah, that shit was hard. But then the Stain one, it kind of shifted everything, you know, in a sense. And it's funny too. They had a, like you were talking about, a meme. They had a meme of Stain, and they had a meme of I had a four different boxes, and it was Stain, two other people that I didn't know. I don't think one of them was somebody from Dragon Ball, but I can't remember. Pain from Naruto, and it was all like, oh no, it had him, Pain from Naruto, Stain, Thanos, and I think it was Killmonger or something. It was like, these are four villains. Like, when the villains get to talking about their plans and you kind of got to agree with them, it's like, oh yeah, well.
That was the thing with Stain. You kind of just like, you wasn't against him fully. You're just like, damn, he's just, but because he's going, my only thing against him was like, he's fucking up kids.
Yeah.
But it was just, or teenagers or whatever, whatever you want to call it. But it was just like, but he has a point.
Yeah. Y'all really not out here for the right reasons.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Goddamn. Mm. And then Pain's not, now I'm talking about Pain, like the Naruto Pain fight was fucking dope too, because just the thing that triggered him, it had a triggering point for Naruto. It's like he had a love kind of on the low interest throughout the show called Hinata. And he was like, you don't know, like the dude Pain was like, I'm going to do your girlfriend like your people from your village did my mom and dad. And he just starts fucking putting lead pipes in her back and shit.
Fuck.
In front of him.
Jesus.
Because they got like, it's six of them, but the five of them were holding them down. And then the main dude was putting the pipes in her. And he just had to sit there
putting
and watch
the pipes.
It.
Putting the pipes in her.
Dropping that lead pipe.
Yeah. That was so easy.
Low-hanging fruit there. Yeah.
So they was putting it, they were stabbing her or whatever. And then he was just looking at it. And then, you know, he has a nine-tailed fox in him. So, like, that made him, like lose it and uncontrollably, and he turned into the fox and he started fighting Pain. And then it was funny too, because like I really like the imagery of it, because it's from an animation standpoint, Naruto is very well animated, but in that moment they changed it to like a really gritty style to kind of, you know, mirror how he was right now, because he was out of his mind. So they made it really gritty, and the whole fight scene is like really like low quality, but it's fucking beautiful.
I respect the animators for doing stuff like that and putting that thought process behind certain fight scenes like that.
Yeah.
Changing it up for specific things.
Yeah.
That's super dope. What do you have? What else do you have in yours?
Well, I know we've I'll say actually, because this one I don't think necessarily would make the a lot of people's top fights, but it's the literally the fight that got me to start watching anime was Nappa versus the Z Fighters, because like, you know, they had that whole build up like into that shit. Like, you had some characters that you had kind of met and known along the way, and they'd spent all that time training, and then Nappa just went to fucking work on him. Like, literally punched Tien's arm straight off.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And, like, you know, the fact that he took on Krillin and, you know, Piccolo, like, two-on-one. I feel like as they went on in Dragon Ball, like, they stopped doing, like, the team-up, like, two-on-ones or three-on-ones or whatever as much. Like, you kind of got a little bit of that with Goku versus the Ginyu Force with, like, Jason Berter, but... That particular fight had so many highs and lows with, like, you know, Tien kind of going out, Chao Su, you know, Piccolo sacrificing himself and his whole redemption arc, and finally Gohan, like, starting to show some fucking competence and, like, becoming something. And then
that
even
Cell Saga was crazy.
Oh, yeah, and I've got that on here, too. Yeah, like, because that's Gohan's biggest moment. Yeah. I mean, even after he got that fucking ultimate power unlocked, he went and he fought Buu and got fucking...
That was fire, too, though.
It was cool when he was kicking ass, but then... Like,
you know,
dropped
my favorite
the ball.
Dragon Ball Z
matter.
Scene. It wasn't really a fight, but my favorite scene is when Trunks came and fucked up King Cold.
Oh, that shit was fucking.
It wasn't much of a fight scene.
No.
But, like,
that whole scene of just him versus Frieza first, Metal Frieza.
Yeah.
And then Frieza dropping that big old, pretty much, extinction bomb on him, and he just picks it back up. Like, that. This ain't nothing, bruh.
Yeah.
And it still explodes.
I've been fighting androids day and night.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Still explodes, and then he goes and slices him in half, and then just destroys King Cole.
I'm like, hey, you're crazy.
That's when I was like, yo. And But like I said, with Dragon Ball Z is so different to me because... Like, I was, like, when they kept doing this, the reruns of going to Planet Namek, they wasn't even getting to the Trunks saga at all.
Yeah.
I was always finding clips online. I was like, who's this purple-haired kid?
Yeah.
And I was like, when I saw the Slice Frieza thing in half, that whole scene, before it even came out in America, I was like, this dude's fucking dope. He's my favorite character.
Yeah.
And then when I finally got to watch it fully, I was just like, I made the right choice. I made the right choice. So, yeah, go ahead. What else you got, Rob?
Well, I mean, this one actually isn't on my list, but even talking about Trunks, I remember going to my cousin's house one time, and they had, like, the anime, like, or, like, the Japanese bootleg of the Future Trunks movie with, him and Gohan with, like, one arm. And, like, some of those fight scenes from that, like, Gohan versus the two androids where he ends up getting killed or whatever.
Yeah.
That was fucking sick. There were some great fights just from that movie alone.
Just how bleak that movie is crazy. I was like... What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
It's just like, it was really one of my first times seeing, like, the heroes not win, in a sense. Like, all us fails. Like, you know, they getting smoked.
I'll be honest. I took that for granted. When I was looking at that, I was like, Gohan with one arm? I don't want to see this shit. Mm-hmm. It was just sad. And then when I rewatched it again, I was like, damn, this is dark.
Yeah.
This is a fucking dark, like, saga right here. This is
it
sad.
It really is.
Yeah.
For a show that, like, for the most part, everything kind of turns out okay, and you always... And that's... And I know we've talked about this before, but, like, one of the issues I know we've talked about are issues with Super or even the Broly movies, just, like, doesn't feel like there's stakes.
Yeah.
Like, because you know everything's just kind of going to work out.
Especially when you throw the Dragon Balls in there and everybody can get wished back.
Yeah.
It's like, it makes it harder for the stakes, but whoever's doing that movie, in a couple of those movies, they're like, no, fuck the stakes, you know, fuck the Dragon Balls. Like, this shit is real out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to have that kind of, like, alternate... side of the alternate, like a different timeline to do that, because you can't kill these guys in this timeline, because it's just like, you know, because I always look at certain things too. I always look at why hasn't Goku brought his dad back?
Yeah.
And his family, just to meet him at least.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean like Grandpa Gohan or Bardock?
Bardock and Grandpa Gohan.
Well, I guess in Dragon Ball, he did meet Grandpa Gohan. And Gohan was kind of like, no, I'm good. But yeah, I guess I feel like
at a certain point, he's that's why I feel like his character development has been trash, in a sense.
Right.
Because this is like, this dude doesn't even give a fuck about his history, really. Yeah.
He got a bad case of tunnel vision.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, and he can probably be even stronger if he finds, like, the root of what things are.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, like, there's theory floating around about, like, Bardock is actually the first actual Saiyan God and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I guess it's kind of theories that people are putting together what really happened. And that's who, what's the name? Beerus actually saw was his dad. It wasn't Goku.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, that's an interesting theory to put out there.
Well, and I know I've been fucking plugging this guy's shit like the last two fucking episodes, but this guy, totally not Mark, like he's got a whole video on Goku and like kind of defending him and saying, you know, he's not necessarily as bad of a character as a lot of people say, or a protagonist, because it's not necessarily that. I mean, he does kind of stay the same throughout. Like, he doesn't have, he calls it what he gives it, he calls it a flat character arc, yeah. But he kind of defends it in a way that the story of Dragon Ball is Goku, who has a truth that he realizes that he knows, that he's a good person and that you can achieve more through hard work. Mm. And he uses that truth to teach people that believe a lie. And if you look at all the different characters that he interacts with and all the villains that he ends up usually winning over to his side, it's that all those people believe a lie that and then they see a truth through Goku that they kind of wins him over. And
what's
so,
the truth, you think? You said it's hard work?
It's like, yeah, that you can be anything through hard work and that you can put
friendship.
That hard work in.
Yeah.
And they talk about that's kind of why Gohan didn't end up kind of working as a main character when Akira Toriyama, or I think that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Toriyama?
Yeah,
when he ends up, he tried to make Gohan the main character like through the Buu saga, and Gohan definitely had his moments of hard work, but his character kind of reached the end of his story when he beat Cell, because he finally believed within himself. The lie that he believed was that he wasn't strong enough on his own,
right?
That he eventually became that dude and whooped Cell's ass, but then like, then what? I mean, even when he goes to the King Kai's planet, or the Kai planet, and gets his potential unlocked, that's not through years of training of hard work,
right?
The dude just like put a hand on his forehead and is just like, you're strong now.
Yeah.
And so that's why it didn't really work out that he could beat Boo, because he didn't have to work for that. Mm-hmm. Whereas Goku still ended up beating him through techniques that he gained through hard work and being a good person.
Was that the initial move for Gohan to be the main character, and they changed it?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were saying after Cell they wanted Gohan to be the main character, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, I think ratings, people were just like, nah, bruh. Like, you already set up Goku this way. And at that time, Goku was still super lovable. He still is now. But people were just like, we're not ready for that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, honestly, I think they dropped the ball and not leaving him as a kid. I think they should have left Gohan as teen Gohan. And maybe you can build from there.
Yeah.
Because, like, you jump him up to being older, 20 or whatever it was. Like, I was just like, because I remember watching when it came back. I was like, why is he? I want to see kid Gohan learn some more.
Right.
Yeah.
Teen Gohan, I want to see him learn more. I want to see him struggle again.
Yeah.
Go through his next phase of struggling and stuff like that. But it's just like, they did a big jump to making him an adult. And it's just like, bro, like you missed that on probably a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then that's so dirty how they did him. I understand giving Goku the spotlight again and putting him on the back, but they didn't put him on a back burner. They took his ass off the fucking stove.
They really did.
By Mr. Sandman and all that shit. And like,
they
I'm
made
like,
him
y'all
mad
doing
cheesy.
Him dirty. Yeah. Like, Videl was harder than him at that point.
Yes.
Well, also, I mean, and we'll get back to the fight scenes in a second. I feel like they made Dragon Ball more friendly, because Dragon Ball has some dark moments.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, and it was bloodier, too,
mm-hmm.
Which I was like, I wish they would kind of go back to.
They kind of got back to it when Majin Buu came and stuff. Like,
Like, I feel like Super got dark, but Super wasn't bloody.
No.
Yeah, no, not bloody at all.
It's not really. And I feel like they're starting to get to a point where maybe Gohan can start to be an interesting character again, because he's kind of in that same place where he's just like, they don't really need me, but he had his moments in the Tournament of Power where he kind of stepped up and he's like maybe starting to get back to who he was as a fighter.
Yeah.
But he's still a far cry away from where he was when he was,
that was,
you know,
his pinnacle. And it just think about, you know, I guess it's like athletes too, like being the greatest college athlete ever, but then you get to the pros and you garbage.
Yeah,
and
Christian Laettner ass motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what he went through. That Cell saga was his peak, and he never capsized that. You know, eclipsed it. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Back to the fight scenes.
What else you got, Keenan?
What else I got? I got Frieza and Goku.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I rewatched it and I watched the choreography, they don't make the fight scenes like that anymore.
No.
Mm-mm. The fight choreography in Dragon Ball Z, like early Z, bro, the way they was flipping, kicking, and twirling and maneuvering, it wasn't a bunch of just like speed stuff going, like you're just seeing flashes, which is kind of how they kind of cheat it now.
Yeah.
So they don't have to like actually do all this choreography, and probably it takes a lot more animation, I'm sure. Because even when he fought Jiren again, and it was just like, bruh, like the Jiren scene was super dope animation wise.
Yeah.
But they took a lot of. They took a lot out in the sense of like just having Jiren being so fast and just seeing his punches be like a certain way. It's just like, come on, bro, show some actual kicking, show some like real dodging and like shit. And I think in a movie, in the Broly movie, they kind of did more of that.
Yeah, they did good.
They did good when it came to the fight choreography. Really so I would say Frieza,
so they have it in the bag. It's just
yeah, and it might take a lot. It might take a lot to choreograph that stuff. I get it. So I have to say Frieza, Goku, back to Hunter, ex-Hunter. I would have to say when Gon fought the female ant, fuck. Yeah, that would be too much of a spoiler, but if you down to watch that fight scene, just type Gon versus the ants. And Jesus Christ, man. He has to go to another level.
Yeah.
He has to go to another level.
I think that's the next anime I'm going to watch.
And he made his sacrifice in that fight, too. Like, yeah. They pretty much... I don't know if Killua makes really, I forgot if he makes a sacrifice pretty much for his power, but pretty much Gon to get to the level that he has to get to, he sacrifices something, and it pretty much is it gets crazy. But yeah, that particular and it was a lot of stakes in that too. It was like somebody was killed or whatever, and he's kind of like, I gotta avenge you.
Yeah.
Like, you did something terrible, and I was like, I can't even forgive you for this shit. Like, you, right. Like, I gotta fucking destroy you for this.
And not like a Goku, I can't forgive you. Like, I actually can't forgive you.
I can't forgive, and he's a kid. So, that's what makes it even crazier. He's a fucking teenager, probably like 12 to 13 years old, and he has to make this decision to fucking kill somebody.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fucking blink. Like, he does what he has to do. And then we talked about it off air a little bit. And I guess it's not so much of a crazy fight scene, but Full Metal Alchemist with Colonel Mustang versus Lust. Yeah. I'm sorry, versus Envy. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. It's Lust.
No, well, it's both of them. I mean,
Envy with the halter top. Envy's the halter top.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting.
I always get those two mixed up, too, for some reason, the names.
Not when he burned them to death. That was Lust.
He burned both of them to death.
But when he had them in the wall and he kept going, like, snapping, that was Lust.
Yeah, yeah, that was the one because they're down in, like, the lab.
That chamber.
Yeah, and then she's pretty much about to kill him, and then he just incinerates her, like, at the last second, and then her little fingernail, right when it's, like, to his eye, just starts to kind of go into dust.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And then she kind of just turns into fucking ashes.
And he does, he basically gives Envy the same treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more, I mean, with Lust, it was definitely a closer fight, it seemed like, because Lust had already stabbed him. Like, you thought he was down for the
count. He burnt because he soldered the wound.
But with Envy, like, even though she had just, like, absorbed a bunch of fucking philosopher's stones through those mannequins that are running around.
Yeah.
And she had been given that little girl, like, the business who was, she was running away. Like, man, when Mustang showed up, like, she went into the big form and he's like, you just gave me a bigger target. Like, blew her eyes up, fucking burned the tongue out of her mouth. Yeah. Like, and fucked her up.
I still don't know if Envy's a boy or girl. I think Envy, Envy is androgynous, whatever you would
kinda
call it.
Yeah.
You don't really know. And even the voices played is kind of like,
I think it's a he also.
I think they call her, they call it he in like the show or whatever. But
yeah.
You know, as another Full Metal Alchemist brother, when fucking, and you barely see him go to work, but he went to work. When Alphonse got the philosopher, I'm sorry.
No, I know, because like, I know he got the, he did get the Philosopher's Stone and he was fighting against like Pride and
the little boy.
Yeah. Because that's the little boy's pride, and he had with the Crimson Alchemist.
The Crimson guy.
Yeah.
When he fought, I didn't know if you got there yet.
No, that was a crazy scene.
When he fought them and he got the Philosopher's Stone, he went to work.
He did.
Like, he fucking, it wasn't the longest fight scene, but because he fucking, he went hard in the paint, and up till then, he's helped, but he's.
Yeah.
He clearly was secondary. Yeah. But thirdary, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly. Third,
And then that fucking lion dude jumped out of nowhere and just, like, grabbed the Crimson Alchemist by his neck. I was like, fuck fuck that guy. That was awesome. Yeah, like, I was so ready to see him go.
Yeah, that fight was. And when Raph, when they thought he was dead, and he was like, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought I was finished.
Yeah, man.
He came out. He fucking, he chopped up a fucking tank. Like, what? Like, and he was, the tank was reversing, and he was just dodging it. He sliced through the fucking, the cannon and shit. I'm like, hey, bro.
Yeah. Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, dog, that's a very hard anime to top for any anime. That's why, I understand people saying it's number one over Dragon Ball, or even some people say, Hunter x Hunter is, like, there's so much layers in Hunter x Hunter, and everybody has moments. That's what I love about Hunter x Hunter. It's not like Dragon Ball Z, in a sense, where... Like, Gon is the main character. Is the main character. But Killua and Kurapika both have, like, major scenes. Yeah. And even when they fight the main boss, they're not the one that does it. Yeah. Like, somebody else has to come in, which you'll see. That person has to come in and pretty much take this fight and do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like, that's why I loved about it, was that everybody has moments. Not one person, well, I guess the guy at the end is clearly the strongest, but... the main character, Gon, he's not technically the strongest person in there. And it's like, that's what's dope about it, is that when you watch it, it's like everybody has sick-ass moments. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, to continue on that with, because I think that's true of Fullmetal Alchemist, too, because one of the other fights I have on here is the fucking, the Armstrong siblings against Sloth.
Because
like,
the sister is dope.
Yeah. She's dope. And I mean, even the shit that the brother's doing, like, when he's, like, punching the rocks and they're turning into fucking spikes mid-air. And he, like, and he saves her when he's, like, charging around and just, like, uppercuts him through, like, three floors or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a dope fight.
Even that ending fight when they fought Father, like, when everybody
I didn't want to say it because
I've seen it I've seen that it's on.
Yeah,
that's
what.
No. Like, listen, the show's been out a long time. I get it. I've looked up lists of, like, top fights, and one of them was, like, Edward Elric versus Father, and I'm like, all right, like, I know that's coming.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess something like that you can't not know.
Exactly. Like, I understand that.
Nah, you ruined shit, dog. You like spoilers too, motherfucker. Don't sit there. And you like spoiling shit also,
shame,
dog.
Shame.
How dare
shame.
You? Shame. I purposely didn't put that fight on there because I was like, I know Rob is the only one, and he's
not
close.
Good. It's all good.
Because
I mixed the fights up. I thought when he was punching the rocks and making them metal, I thought that was the fight with Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought he did that. Didn't he do that in the fight?
I think he did something against Father also.
He might have done something.
But when you watch, I would just, and for you, since you're not going to probably watch the first version of Full Metal.
No, I won't.
I would just watch the fight scenes in there that you can.
Okay.
Just to see. Mm-hmm. But it just
had some good ones.
Yeah, it had some good ones, but it just didn't, like, just that ending. When you watch both endings, you're going to be like, what the fuck were you doing?
That ended because that's when they're in that warehouse, right?
And it's told me that they were in something.
And we can probably do an episode on, like, worst endings and, like, worst endings and wrap-ups of, like, anime that we've watched.
Yeah.
Because
some
shit is just bad.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they just pulled a Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
Got a blast.
So out of all those, what is your favorite all-time fight scene? Anyone that you can think of. They ain't got to be
Because there's a few that, like, I have here on my list that we didn't mention, just from shows we've watched, which kind of the reason I didn't bring them up is because we've probably already talked about them at length on the show. But, like, from Kill la Kill, when, like, Mako fought Ryoko when she was, like, under the sway, I thought that was a great fight because, like, to see their and I thought it was just a cool way to, like, have that story unfold. The fact that, you know, she was going hard on Ryoko wouldn't fight back. I mean, they kind of went at it at first, but then she was just like, you know, why the fuck isn't anybody stopping me?
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool story moment. Or even, like, Joe versus Aragaki on Megalobox when they had that fight between Joe and the vet. I thought that was fucking great. Or Speck versus Hanayama on Baki. That was a dope fight too.
That was
That
was going to say that one too.
But I don't know. My favorite out of all the shit we've talked about, and it's true. Like, what do you go? Do you go for something that's like, man, like, in the moment, it was awesome? Because, like, Gohan versus Cell is, like, that felt so fucking great to watch. But honestly, I don't pull that fight up to watch it because it's, like, 10 episodes, and it kind of happens slowly throughout that whole thing.
Well, they have it. I mean, when I watch it online, they have it cut for you.
Yeah.
Like a 3 or 3 to 5 minute fight scene. And that's how I watch it. I always watch it. That's why I can watch it and pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite all-time fight scene? If you can think of one.
Yeah, I think it is Gohan versus Cell because I just, fuck, like, that was my favorite character coming into his own, and he really hasn't been better since then. Yeah. I remember that fucking year, like, when that came out on TV, I went as Gohan for Halloween. Like, I was all about that shit.
That's tight.
That's so dope.
You have a picture of it?
I was just about to ask that.
Maybe. I bet my mom or my dad might have a picture of that somewhere.
Did you go purple gi and everything?
I had, like, the purple gi, and, like, I had, like, a little bit of, like, the white, like, shoulder thing.
Out?
No, I was like
not chest hair, but me at the chest out. My bad.
I think a little bit. And my dad went as Goku. I think like
oh, that's
so
dope.
He was down. Yeah. He was there to help out. I don't know. There's got to be pictures of that somewhere. But like this is pre Facebook. This is like pre social media shit. So it's gonna be
you
like
gotta
a
post
Kodak
shit,
roll somewhere. Yeah. You know?
Whenever you go back home, bro, you gotta post that.
I'll text him now to be like, you got those pictures of those somewhere. Another year I went as Ash. That was the only time I've been an anime character. Well, I dyed my hair black for that one.
Ash is pretty, I feel like it's a pretty simple character to go to as a cosplay too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when the ladies be trying to do it.
That's true. I realize a lot of ladies do go as Ash, or I've seen Ash. And I've seen ladies do Trigun a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Online.
It's a lot of people, they do, I don't know who they is, but it's like a girl with a baseball bat too. They always do her. But I don't know where she's from. But
You're talking about Harley Quinn, are you?
No, that would have been terrible.
That
would have been terrible. But I would have to. I think it's from like a zombie something, some zombie show. I don't know.
What's your fight scene?
One that I didn't get to mention that I really liked is the Kakashi versus Obito fight, just because the building up to it, and don't want to give the story away, but that was a very great fight. All my Naruto people know that's coming up from Korea, you know, from the choreography from it, and it was amazing. I think one of the what was really special about that fight too is in order to do jutsus you have to use two hands and the one of the coolest parts of that to me is, you know, Obito didn't have a free hand because he was punching with his right, so he used Kakashi's hand to make the hand signal to do the jutsu.
Oh yeah, I remember you were talking about that the other day.
That shit was fucking. He was like, "Let me borrow this for a second," and he just uses his hand to do the motion. I was like, that's fucking crazy. And I think I lost it with that. But it would be the Itachi versus Sasuke fight, just because like he's been brooding on this for seasons and seasons and seasons. I mean, he got into the academy when he was 8. He has that fight around 16, 17. So, I mean, that's 8+ years of him having a couple run-ins with his brother and getting fucking smoked. Like, he got smoked in that's what actually turned him bad, because he, you know, he was a good guy. Then he ran into Itachi the first time. He did all this training, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm finally ready." He tries to come up on Itachi. Itachi just grabs him and is like, "Bro, you're not ready. You don't have enough hate in your heart." Fucking knocks him out. Like, and then that fucks with him. He's like, "Well, I need power." And the only person that he thought gave him the power that he can obtain is a dude named Orochimaru, which was a bad guy. And it fucking changes the whole trajectory of the whole show, because he turns bad. And then Naruto's like, that's his right-hand man. Mm. And he's like, "Well, what the fuck? Like, you're my right-hand man. Now you're on the enemy side?" And he's like, "I need the power, bro." And it's like just that. And then he spends really mostly the whole show trying to get him back on the good side. And then he's like, all the stuff that he sacrificed to get to that fight, and he finally fights him, and he finally sees him, and then they have that back and forth before they even get to throwing hands. It's just like, it's just an epic fight, you know. It just, you know, like we talked about the stuff there behind it, but it if you're gonna build up a fight for that many seasons, because like this is like 6 seasons deep before they even get to that fight, it was well worth it.
Yeah, I gotta.
What about you?
Kenan.
Well, technically, fucking Rob took mine pretty much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I will say that, but I'll give another fight so it won't be the same. Two of the same. That Gohan versus Cell fight, the stakes, Gohan pretty much being a crybaby for a very long time. And even this moment crying and finally getting the Super Saiyan 2.
Right.
And it's funny because Cell just being like, "Finally, like, this is what we've been waiting for, right?" Yeah. And it gets fucking picked apart.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing that derailed that fight for me was Goku being in it. Like, that pissed me off.
You're coming back to save it, pretty much.
Yeah, that father son command, man. That shit fucking made me hot. Like, why does Goku let Gohan have his moment?
I hear you.
Let him
saying.
Have his moment.
I didn't hate it, but I get it. I get what you're saying. And they could have gave Gohan that moment without Goku. Definitely.
Because he did it. Because it was his Kamehameha wave. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But it's the same thing in the Broly movie. It's kind of like him coming through and kind of pushing you to the next level. Yeah. Gohan, his character always needed a push from somebody, whether it was Piccolo, Goku, whoever.
Right? Yeah. That's true.
And then, I mean, you got to look at that. Even that, it was like, yo, Trunks, like, who he doesn't really have a full connection with yet, gets, like, almost murdered pretty much. But, you know, Trunks' connection to Gohan from the future is big. So it's a weird kind of tie in there if you really think about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Goku, I mean, Vegeta acts, he's saving his ass.
Yeah.
With that Big Bang attack, you know,
and
like, oh, Vegeta, you motherfucker. That's what Rick Mansell said. Oh, you motherfucker. You dirty bitch. Do it, Gohan. Oh, no. I think that was so beautiful. I was like, do it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I would have to go back to the, I guess I would have to go back to Gon versus the female ant because, like I said, the stakes. And here's a spoiler, and fuck it, I'm sorry, Ice, that you want to give us spoilers.
God, I want to watch. I was just looking it up. I put it in my queue on Netflix.
I won't
take it out.
I won't go too deep then. But pretty much, the dude that gets killed is a friend to Gon's father. Because pretty much Gon, like, this is not really a spoiler, but Gon, his goal is to find his dad, who's considered one of the greatest hunters. So his goal is to become one of the greatest hunters and pretty much find his dad. So one of the guys that he ends up running into ends up kind of like helping train him and Killua. Like, yo, y'all don't have it yet. Y'all not pulling that out of you. So he eventually he's getting stronger and stuff like that. And the dude's kind of helping him out, kind of helping him pull it. And then this ant who's just like the ants when their ant arc comes up. Pretty much, they're just like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, we're here to kill motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And it's not like actual ants. You'll see what they look like.
That's what I was picturing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I figured it wasn't
no, not
exactly
actual
like
ants.
That.
But it's like, that's what they're, I guess they're called in there. And they're just, destroying, they're killing a lot of people in this.
Yeah.
And even like the Ant King, pretty much, like, he's kind of like, it's funny, like, with him, he's kind of just like, the whole time, he's kind of like playing like this, I think it's like a Chinese kind of chess game that they're playing. And he's kind of he's playing that the whole time, but they have their task to pretty much just kill motherfuckers. They don't care. And Gon, like, his move is called, like, it's like he does rock, paper rock, pretty much. And it's like, that's like his super punch, like a super punch move where he just kind of like can sock you through anything, can sock through anything.
Yeah.
But this shit is just not enough at his state. And then he does something to get to a different level. And even everything, even like it's kind of like his Super Saiyan. I guess the Ozo form or whatever it's called, but but it's like human still.
Yeah,
but pretty much things change for him. He doesn't look the same. So I won't give it away, but he doesn't look the same in the sense of what happens. And he punches his fucking aunt to death. Which is like, it wasn't just like he beat this person. He's punching this bitch to death, and all you hear was this rock, poof, paper, poof, rock, poof. And you just seeing her just like her face getting smashed the fuck into the tree and ground. Like, it's pretty graphic.
Yeah.
And like, it was just like, I guess the stakes and what he went through, because he's like, you killed like the person that was going to help me kind of like find my dad.
Yeah.
This person that was helping me out, like, he's like crying. While he's kind of like, you see him, like, he's like, the look on his face when he's punching this bitch, he's kind of, it's like he's dead in his eye. He's kind of this rock. And y'all can't see me, but the look in his eyes is kind of like, yo, he's like, he's on like a whole nother world. Like, I'm just like, I'm done with you, but I'm going to keep socking you to death, bitch, because it's like, I have to make sure you're dead.
Right. Right.
So when you watch that fight scene, they go at it that whole time. But when he gets to that next level, it's pretty much just there's no at that point.
Yeah.
So I would have to go with that one since you know we both kind of picked Gohan. But
yeah, that's my bad.
No, it's not your bad at all.
You said it, and I immediately was like, yeah, that's a good choice. Cause I'm going with that one.
Yeah, because it's incredible. But when you watch Hunter x Hunter, like I said, I didn't give much away still. But when you watch Hunter x Hunter, just like you'll see the stakes with a lot of their fights, and you feel like there's moments in Hunter x Hunter, not necessarily where I cried, but I was just like, I got inside. I was like, I felt that. Okay, all right, keep it together.
It's only like 59 episodes on Netflix.
No, it's no. You can't watch the whole thing on Netflix.
The one on Netflix is not.
It's not. It stops somewhere. Hunter x Hunter is 140 some episodes. Mm. Yeah.
It's, so where can I find? Because it's on Hulu too, and it's the same amount.
I watched I think it's a site called like watchcartoonsonline.net or .com or watch online cartoons or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I watched it all. Because I watched it on Netflix first, and they didn't have the whole thing, so I had to go finish off at that. It's called like Watch, or I think GoGo Anime also might have it.
Mm-hmm.
They have like all the anime on there.
See if Crunchyroll or Funimation has.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, maybe.
And then I said, we gotta eventually still watch. I said it a bunch of times. X-Men 2011, or whatever it's called. I think it's called X-Men 2011 or X-Men 2012. It's an anime. Yeah, it's animated out X-Men, and I loved it. I think Rob would like it. It's kind of darker. It's they go there, they kill.
Mm. Oh yeah, I'm into
Wolverine
that.
Wolverine goes. He has a scene where he goes berserk, and that shit's fucking crazy.
Good. That's X-Men is another thing for me, man. Mm.
Yeah, he goes berserk.
Oh, that's what Wolverine's supposed to be. He's not supposed to be the hero you're rooting for.
Yeah,
or that person that's so in love with Yahiko and Jean and all these people. It's on Crunchyroll. 140
He's a fucking
episodes.
Wild animal.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. It's on Crunchyroll. So yeah, and I don't think it's dubbed all the way. I think it got dubbed some episodes got dubbed through, but I don't think it's 140 episodes dubbed. Mm. But yeah, that's our conclusion, man. Those are some of our favorite fight scenes. Let us know in the comment section on Instagram, Facebook. What's your favorite fight scene? DM us. We'll say something. We'll give you a shout out, like you know we always say we will, and we have given people shout outs. So show us some love, man. Let us know what your favorite fight scenes are. I think the next anime we're gonna watch is Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho 100.
Mob Psycho 100. I'm excited about that because, like Rob said, the creator of it is from One Punch Man. That was his original, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He got a ton of awards for it too.
Yeah. I've seen some stuff about it, and it looks pretty dope.
Yeah, I definitely saw that on the list of the Crunchyroll Awards from, like, previous years, that it was up there for, like, best fights and shit, so it
yeah.
be pretty good.
And then, you know...
So this is your pick?
This is considered my pick.
This is your pick.
I suggested this one. Even though I haven't watched it, I'm blindly suggesting it because of people recommending it, and I'm picking it.
So if it's trash,
Brennan can make his point about it being trash. And I know Ice is probably waiting to. I feel like Ice is waiting for me, like in the darkness. Like I can't wait to just crush this motherfucker.
Wait for him to slip.
Finally, motherfucker. We don't disagree on too much.
No.
I mean, you didn't like Trigun that much.
Trigun wasn't that good to me, man.
It was really. I like Trigun.
Like I can't. Go ahead.
I didn't have no fight scenes from there, but I really liked the. The fight, I mean, him versus Needles, Needles Knives was pretty cool.
It was cool. But it was just like, this is like, it was so much, it was so deep at points where I was like, I get that, but I don't want to watch that for 20 plus episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed him to have moments where he was like, it was like, fucking, this is dope. Like, he had moments where like, oh, this is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But then it doesn't like level up to me.
Yeah.
Until Knives. And it was just like, you could have gave me something. You could have gave me higher stakes somewhere in there to where he needed to be. I always like when they got to fight somebody before the main boss that's like too much for them. Mm, and they're like, oh, fuck, I overcame this. And then the main boss comes like, oh, shit. I got to overcome this guy too?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what I like seeing in anime because it's like, I don't want it to just only be the main boss who they have to overcome.
Yeah.
I'm hearing mixed reviews about
second season.
One Punch Man, second season two. I've heard mostly good things, but I heard somebody say like it's the animation falls off.
Oh, really?
And which I'm like, is the one of the strong points.
Which is the one of the best things about One Punch Man.
Mm. That's too bad. I haven't seen any of it yet. I'm waiting for it to like.
How many
build
episodes?
Up
like
episodes.
Two or three?
It's two or three done. And I wanted to wait till it was finished so we can kind of watch it on here and talk about it.
Cool.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you want to go ahead and drop yourself, Ice?
Yeah, the eye exam. Theiexam.
Rob?
RVDanger44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram.
Brennan?
You can ask me to be your face.
running, traveling the world with my bitch ass hats and
it's like turning into Cartman.
I know, right? I don't know, right? That's not even close to a Brennan voice. That's fucking horrible. I'm sorry, Brennan. You know what? I apologize, bro. That is a horrible impression of you. That was terrible.
Well, I mean, actually, you know what? Always, you guys can't see it, but always pisses me off when Brennan talks. Like, he just can't talk into the mic. He's like, well, actually.
He turns
his
own.
He's like, on the side of the damn mic. Yeah, the microphone. Like, yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm channeling that a little bit today.
Yeah, I see. Well, I see it.
But it's this one's a little loose. All right, that's my excuse.
Yeah. And Brennan also, so I feel like he is the actually guy.
Yeah. Well,
he's the guy that pokes up his, like, we always talk about, like, the clowning, kind of like the overly, you know, fans that are just like, they shit on the other fans that are, if you don't know every single thing. Yeah. Brennan is technically that type of person.
Yeah.
He's technically that fan, but he goes, I'm not one of them.
I'm
like,
not
you
one of them.
Fucking them.
Yeah, he is. I've seen all the animes ever.
Nobody's seen it. I don't know many people that have seen enough anime that I've seen.
It was, I like, even watched the stuff with half stars on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I'm just like, chill the fuck out, guy. You know.
Cam is over there dying.
Well, actually, you guys haven't seen this many, so you can't even say you're really anime experts.
All right, I'm Kenan Baker.
Love you, Brennan. Love you.
I'm Kenan Baker on everything, KENAN. Follow Animation on everything. Yeah, we'll be posting more. I know I've been slacking a little bit on the posting. I apologize, but I will be back on it.
Anybody want more smoke in the comment section, let me know.
Oh, yeah. Ice is down to go with the smokes in the comment
the
section.
The gauntlet
nobody's
is thrown.
Really came, yeah, nobody's really came at it. It's funny, nobody's came at Brennan that much. I thought Brennan would be the number one person that people would come at in the comment section, and it's been Ice, which is hilarious.
Yeah, well, Ice is, yeah, like, Ice gains strength from it. It's right? Just like, yeah, he's just making him stronger.
Yeah, he's getting stronger. All right, guys. We'll see y'all next week. Tune into another. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. Later.
And so anime was solved forever.